Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
It's the Jason Warski Show.
I want to welcome the owner. Are you calling it the Midnight Barbershop now, Mike? It's Mike McAndrew. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Barsky. How are you?
All right, man. How you been?
Been holding my own here for the last 3.5 months. But yeah, for at least for tonight, I am going to be the Midnight Barber.
The Midnight Barber. Tell everyone the name of your shop just so they know what we're talking about here.
We are Three Saints Barbershop and Shave Parlor, located in the heart of historic downtown Jessup.
It's a nice place. There have been unofficial conversations between the two of us about, at some point, well, before all this happened, about having a haircut and beer party at your place, like barbers and beers or something like that. And then the world stops because of this pandemic. And here we are 3.5 months later.
To be fair, up until 3.5 months ago, it was a barbershop and a bull session every day in the shop for as long as I've been in this business. The way I set up my shops are always conducive to conversation. People come in, they hang out before, during, and after their haircut. It's not get in, get your haircut, and get out. If you're in a hurry, you're welcome to do so. But if you want to sit and chat for 8 hours, we have big, comfortable cushion recliners, chairs, couches, anything you want. We have refreshments, beverages. We have cafes in the neighborhood, pizza places, tables to sit at and eat and enjoy. And that's the way it was until about 3.5 months ago. Sadly, moving forward, we cannot have that kind of shop anymore.
At least for the time being.
At least for the time being. This is the temporary new normal.
People hate the phrase new normal, but one thing they hate more... One of the things they hate more is the way they look. I would say barbershops and beauty salons, nail places, they were like on a secondary level only to alcohol when it came to we need blank during this shutdown.
I got to say, I'm kind of flattered by it. That's the one thing everybody said they wanted most. I need a haircut. Whether it's, male or female, and booze, of course. Everybody wanted their booze. Thing is, you could get booze before you could get a haircut.
Yeah, because you were not allowed. Barbershops throughout the whole area, I hear from a lot of barbers, but I've known you for a while now. You're opening up as of tomorrow, as of Friday. Explain to everyone what you're doing and how much demand there already is for your services.
When this thing first started in early March, I didn't realize how serious it was going to be and that there was going to be a governor's order to shut down. And I jokingly said, I'm not going to close until they drag me out of here in cuffs. And, after seeing the news and getting several letters, we realized that on or around March 15th, that became a reality that they can and might do that. So we shut down. We complied. We were 100% compliant. And on the last day we were allowed to open, I worked till just about midnight. And on that day, I said, when they do allow us to open in 2 weeks, I'm going to open at midnight. Well, 2 weeks became a month, and so on and so forth. So here we are. June 26th, they said we were allowed to open. So I'm opening at midnight. Now, the new change for our shop is we were always a walk-in shop. If somebody wanted to book an appointment to make sure they got the barber of their choice, that was always an option. But now it's mandatory that everybody has an appointment. So I opened up a booking app, and booking began at midnight. I'm booked till 4 a.m. I took a couple-hour break and opening back up for appointments after 8 a.m., and I'm going right through till 8 p.m. on Friday night and reopening again on Saturday morning at 7. And just about all our Friday and Saturday appointment spots are booked, but we are booking ahead into next week. So
wow. So there is the demand, and business is going to be, it's fast and furious for the short term at least.
It, it's going to be insane. And, you know, I like business. I'm used to having 10 people sitting in the barbershop waiting and hanging out. I'm used to a fast-paced shop. The only difference is it's confusing for a lot of people. A lot of people don't have smartphones. It's difficult for them to book on our new booking app, so they've been trying to call. And we've been doing our best to return calls and answer calls and return messages as timely as possible. But it is an adjustment for everybody. This is very new for us. It's very new for our clients. So we're just asking everybody to be patient and work with us because, you know, we have 3.5 months worth of business to catch up on. And we want to get everybody done before they shut us down again, to be honest.
Is there a different length? Does it take, how can I say this? Does it take longer to cut someone's hair if it's complete, like they grow it down to their shoulders? Or is a haircut a haircut? If they just want a short haircut, you just cut. Is it about the same amount of time?
It can take a little longer if the hair is longer. And a lot of in a lot of situations right now, some moms have been cutting hair. Even some adults have sat on spackle buckets in their neighbor's garage and gotten a buzz cut with their poodle clippers and, you know, their Big Lots clippers. So we're going to be doing a lot of repair work, and that is going to take a little extra time to fine-tune it and dial it back into the crispy haircut that they're used to.
So it's kind of like one part barbershop, one part barber/handyman. You're a guy with a spackling knife. You got to balance things out. There's a lot of things. You have to really pull out your artistic chops to make some of these at-home haircuts balanced.
Yeah. It's what we do, though. It's what we love to do. And, you know, like I said, we're excited to see everybody again. We missed everybody. It's been a long 3.5 months.
Are you allowed to talk about the other news that was involving you that happened during this pandemic?
What news is that, Jason? Oh, do you mean my nomination to the State Board of Barbers? Is that the news you're referring to?
Yeah, I tried to get you on the show a few weeks back, and you were like, well, I really can't talk about this. So I kept it to myself. But you were appointed to the Pennsylvania State Board of Barber Examiners. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It was quite a shock to me. I received a notice from the senator's office saying I was nominated, which is an extremely unbelievable honor. That was last November. So there was a ton of paperwork that had to be submitted, and there was wait. I didn't want to say anything because nothing was official. I wasn't confirmed in a until May at a state Senate session, and they voted. It was a unanimous, all 50 senators voted to vote me in, and I was sworn in yesterday. And how about this? After 3.5 months of being closed, I'm booked up for Monday and Tuesday of next week. The first executive session they booked for Monday morning, so I have to reschedule my appointments. Luckily, I don't have to drive to Harrisburg. It's a conference call, video conference type thing, so at least I could save a few hours driving.
So good. Some good things have happened during some pretty rough times, and it's good to see you back in business, you and every other barbershop out there. I just happen to know you personally. I've quoted you a few times. I remember just, sorrow is the wrong word. You weren't feeling sad. You weren't feeling like, because you knew you were in this with everybody else. But I remember being in Giant, 6 feet apart, talking and you saying, you know, they say barbering is a business that will never lose customers. There'll always be barbering, and then they shut me down. So,
Jason, I'm in this business, you know, over three decades, 30 plus years, and it was always a recession-proof business. People always need haircuts. It's a great little business to be in. And I always said there's nothing that could stop this business. I you know, when 9/11 happened and the different Iraq wars and such, you know, there was a little dip in business as people were glued to their TVs, but the business was always there. If somebody told me 15, 10 years ago that, you know, something was going to occur that was going to shut you down for 3 months, I'd laugh at them. I'd say that's impossible. How could somebody shut my business down? It's my business. And, you know, here we are. And it was. I was feeling kind of, I don't know if the word you used was sorrowful, but, you know, they initially said 2 weeks, and then it became a month, and then it became another month. And it was kind of playing like psychological games on small businesses like us because, you know, we don't have any income. The unemployment situation is a disaster. We didn't know if we were going to get anything, when we were going to get something. Some of us still don't know.
Right.
So there was no light at the end of the tunnel. It was always maybe next week, maybe next week, maybe next week. And we began to wonder, is it going to be the rest of the year, the rest of the summer, or tomorrow?
But here you are, midnight tonight. You're going to be doing cuts from midnight to 4, and then from 8 until however long you can go.
8 p.m., doing another 12-hour shift right after that.
What are the three, like, give me, like, the biggest changes someone's going to experience coming into your shop now, minus the, you know, no beer and beverages and such? People have to wear masks?
Yeah. There's a couple pages of CDC guidelines. You know, we're going to be wearing masks.
Okay.
sadly, we're going to have to operate at about 40%. We're going to be working twice as many hours to complete half the amount of work we usually do. Because after every customer, we always sanitize. We wash our hands. We have hundreds of hours in training in sanitation and hygiene for barbershops. So we do this anyway. The additional things we have to do is, the CDC guidelines, we have to polish the doorknobs every half hour. Polish the doorknobs, Jason. So we have to stop in the middle of a haircut. It's 2:30. Somebody polish the doorknob. We have to wash our windows every, I think it's half hour, hour, inside and out, wash our windows.
That's crazy. Is that, hang on, the doorknob polishing sounds like like the urban legends with, what Van Halen would say, only green M&Ms, and they go into their dressing room, and if they saw the green M&Ms were there, they figured they read the rider, and the board of whoever's going to come in, the board you're on, would they come in and just say, well, the doorknob has been polished, he must be following the rules. Could it be something like that, you think?
That's not exactly what our board does. This is a CDC
well,
guideline.
Well, fine.
But,
okay.
We did receive a letter that there will be inspectors going around and checking on the shops to make sure you're doing the proper things. There's a sign-in sheet we have to have in the restroom where somebody signs that they cleaned it every 2 hours. You have to clean the restroom. So in addition to having an entirely filled book taking care of customers that haven't been able to get a proper haircut in 3.5 months, we got to polish doorknobs. This is our new normal.
That's nuts.
It is what it is. If that's what it takes to open, Jason, we're ready, willing, and prepared to polish some doorknobs, but it's not going to be easy. Like I said, we're still operating at 40% of what we would do on a normal day, and that's expanding our hours, working at midnight to make at least 40% of a regular day.
Mike McAndrew, owner again of Three Saints Barbershop and Shave Parlor in Jessup. The lows were pretty low, and hope the highs are higher than you can ever imagine. So I wish you nothing but the best, and good luck tonight. Midnight barbering.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Jason. And Johnny L., keep singing, man. I want to see the Johnny Lucas singing continue on forever. I really do enjoy that.
Well, the CDC says no. So in place of Lucas Live next week, I'll make the announcement. Johnny will be polishing radio station doorknobs.
The music. He has to sing happy birthday twice while he does it, though.
Nicely done. Mike McAndrew, we'll talk soon, and good luck. Real quick, if someone wanted to find your shop.
Find us on Facebook, Three Saints Barbershop and Shave Parlor. Our booking app is on there, and all the information you could need is on our Facebook page, Three Saints Barbershop and Shave Parlor, Jessup, Pennsylvania.
All right, Mike, good luck tonight.
Thank you, Jason.
The Jason Barsky Show, weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.